Hello, everyone, and welcome back to MF Uncensored. Don't forget, if you guys are listening to us on the go, you can find us on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, basically anywhere you get your podcasts. You can also find more of our content on our website, themisfitfaction.com. There you'll find links to not only this show, but some of our other shows, like the Multiverse Fancast and Cinematic Adventures. As always, I'm one of your hosts, and I am super excited. I didn't say my name. It's Paul, one of the hosts. I'm there. I am super excited because we have arguably our biggest episode ever. Like, and biggest, I mean, logistically, I mean, topically, I mean, personality wise, I mean, people that are currently listening to me ramble on as I just go and go. So I'm going to stop and I'm going to really try my best to introduce everyone. So the reason this show is so special, we are joined by not one person, by not two people, by one, two, three, four, five, six. That was the number I should have picked beforehand. By six people in the chat right now, and I'm going to do my very best to introduce them. So first up, we have the fabulous, the famous, the one that keeps everything going and puts up with all of my shenanigans, the world famous producer Melanie. Producer Melanie, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
The looks that I'm getting this entire time. So for those of you guys who don't know, producer Melanie, this is like what, her ninth podcast that she's done with us?
Yeah, I think so. About that.
Yeah, about that.
Or maybe like five.
I was giving you the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. You're mentioned in almost every podcast. I don't think there's a single podcast where producer Melanie's not mentioned, but we're super excited to have her with us now. Coming back to the show is someone who has been with us since the beginning. He was one of our first interviews 2-3 years ago, like when the show was just getting started. We met through our quote unquote mutual promoter, who, that's a whole episode one day. I'm going to do that episode. That's on the bucket list, the horrors of podcasting. But this is one of the joys of podcasting. Our good friend from the Surviving Podcast, from just being awesome. I don't know if you can be from being awesome, but this guy is.
If it was a planet.
Planet Awesome. Like Planet Fitness, but way better.
Yeah,
I can say that's fair. That's fair. And that is our good friend David Keck. David, how are you today?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I love you guys so much. And the minute I heard that producer Melanie was gonna be here, my heart stopped.
So I'm gonna address that really quick. I've been trying to get her onto a podcast. Like, I've done 600 podcasts. Five of them she's been on, all right? The second David Keck's name's brought up, she's like, oh my God, we gotta do it. Gotta do it.
I told you, long distance bestie right there.
A little bit. Long, I'm surprised you're not wearing the surviving shirt and the hat.
I did take it out, but I didn't wear it.
Yeah, I hid it. So
why would you do that?
Because I wanted to wear my Ask Me About My Podcast shirt, available on themisfitfaction.com. Shameless plug.
Marketing.
But we are going to introduce everybody else, but just we're going to start with David, because obviously David and I, we go way back at this point with producer Melanie. Like I said, he was one of our very first episodes. And for us, the shows have changed. The world has changed. We had a pre-show phone call yesterday that was only supposed to be 10 minutes, but then 35 minutes later, we're still going. But I'm going to have you just introduce yourself to our audience really quick. And then we're going to go through every single one of these amazing people that we got lined up for you.
Yeah. So thank you so much again for having me back. I think this is what, the third time, but the bad news is I put on my favorite shirt, my merch shirt of yours, and I may or may not have gained a few pounds. So I guess I've got to buy a new one now, and I love the one you're wearing. So that'll be added to the list. But anyways, I'm the host of Surviving Podcast, and I have met incredible people, you all being one of them. And the group that I'm here with today, which we'll be talking about, is another podcast that I'm now a part of, but I'll let them tell you about that. But I'm just so excited to be here. There's a lot of cool things happening, and I appreciate all the support.
Oh, David, you know you're always welcome. We always love having you on. It's always such a blast. But we are going to go through everybody else first, you know, because I can spend hours just talking to David, like, in all honesty. And it's happened.
I know, but through David, we're about to meet five really awesome people who are potential long-distance besties.
Are you trying to just make friends right now?
I'm always trying to make friends.
Are you shameless plugging friendship?
Yes.
That's not available on themisfitfaction.com.
It's not. It's free.
It's also not available on the YouTube channel. Like, comment, subscribe if you're there. But anyway, so you know what? You want to introduce the first one then?
Since I will. Go I for will. It. So through David, we are meeting five lovely human beings, because anyone who knows David is a lovely human being. Let's be honest. So we are going to meet Miss Jamie first, because Jamie is kind of, I don't want to say the main person here, because I'm sure you all are like collectively awesome and you all have like your own stuff that you're bringing to the table. But we just want to hear a little bit about Jamie first, and she can give us kind of an intro to what we're going to be talking about with these other humans.
Yeah, so Jamie, thank you for joining us today. So why don't you tell us first, what is the name of the podcast that you guys are going to be talking about?
Thank you so much for giving us this platform and for having the opportunity to chat with you both today. You've both been great so far. So the name of our podcast, or our child that we had born about almost a year ago, maybe 6, 7 months ago, is called Speculating Wildly About Crime. We are also referred to as SWAC Pod, which is where you can find us on all the socials and anywhere that you download podcasts. So reason we became a thing, I went through some things in my life, and 2021 wasn't the greatest year for me. And on top of everything I was going through, moved to Florida, just came out of COVID, very social animal, and now I'm away from all my friends and family. I was like a fish out of water. So love true crime. And one night I was listening to a favorite podcast that we had, and I was like, man, I have so much to talk about. I have so much to say. So I just put a shameless plug out on the Facebook group and said, would anybody else like to really talk about these crimes? And do they also have things to say and things to talk about and things to speculate about, right? And so a bunch of people responded to my post, and they're like, yeah, this sounds awesome. So I set up a Zoom, had it going the first night, and it was me and one other person. And I was like, well, this was a bust. I guess it wasn't meant to be. But the girl pushed me and said, hey, do it one more time. So didn't the next time, and we had a slightly larger group. I think we had about 10 or 12 of us, and just decided that night, hey, this is really fun. Let's start doing it on a weekly basis. And about a year and a half into that, we said, why are we not hitting record? Let's just hit record and see what happens. And it's been pretty cool. So I'll let everybody else kind of talk a little bit about how it's grown and kind of born into other things since then. But it really just was, you know, to quote your shameless plug for friendship, I was really just looking for some friends, and I met some pretty awesome people along the way.
Oh, that's awesome. See, I love stories like that. You know, as much as there was so much disconnect during the pandemic and stuff like that, people found great ways to connect. Like David and I wouldn't be doing podcasts if it wasn't for things like Zoom and mutual connections. So that's just a really nice story. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But did you have any podcasting experience beforehand, or is this like your first jump into it?
Zero, other than I'm constantly in front of a screen and talking to people all day for my day job, but
oh, that's
and crazy. I like to talk.
Great. That's even crazy.
David and I compete a lot.
So that's awesome. I'm really excited to hear a little bit more. We are going to go down the list though, because I don't want anybody to feel like they're not getting their due, especially producer Melanie. Would you like to introduce the next one?
Oh, sure. All right. Next up, we have Janelle.
Hey guys, I am Janelle. I'm in Dallas. I think I was one of the first members of our group. Again, I did not make the first one, but I was there on the second one. But yeah, we, as far as structure, I know we probably think that we're not that structured, but we have come a really long way. And we really do our research and get excited and just love to share our cases for the group and get everybody's opinions. And we go to some crazy places, but yeah, I think we've really evolved, and I'm proud of what we are putting out there.
Very nice. Now, you say you evolved. What was some of the biggest challenges you had when you first got started?
Well, when we first started, it was really just kind of like a happy hour. So
nothing wrong with that.
You know, maybe somebody planned to prepare a case and just never made it there. And then we would just talk about completely random things in our lives. But now we really try to keep it tight. Like, this, you're scheduled for this date, like have your stuff together.
I love it. All right. Going down the list, we have Cindy. Cindy, how are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm Cindy. I'm from Minnesota. Yeah, this has been just an amazing group. We have We all met on Facebook. I think I was in the first meeting as well. And we have a group chat that we've all just become best friends on our group chat. And it's all the time that we're on there chatting. And it's not always about true crime, obviously. It's about our lives and everything else. And all of these people on the meeting here, I've met in live and in person too. So, but that took a good, I think we all knew each other for about a year, just virtually before we actually got to hug each other. But it's been great. And we've really had a lot of fun.
I love that. Cause like David and I have not actually met in person because David's not going to come visit us anytime soon. And we got to work on that.
We will work on that.
We'll work on that.
I feel like we should go visit David instead. I feel like it's way more fun.
We can make it work. We like to travel.
We do.
We'll bring a couple of microphones. We'll make it a party.
Yeah.
We'll make it an adventure.
Right?
I love that. You all can be a guest on Swag Pod at my house.
So really quick, I do want to address the name. When David first said, hey, we're doing this podcast, I thought he spelled surviving wrong and I was going to call him out big. And then I realized it was a totally different show. And I was like, oh, that's so exciting. But so that's great. All right. We're going down the list. Who do we got next?
All right. We have Dana next. Dana.
Hi, I'm Dana. And I am from the beautiful state of Wisconsin. And to a point that Cindy made, we were just totally random strangers on the internet. Come to find out that her and I live like 45 minutes away from each other. Randomly. And, you know, over the summer, she's like, oh, I'm bummed. I don't have anybody to go to the Barbie movie with. And I was like, want to meet halfway and go with me? You know, so, you know, it's fun stories like that when it can be like, oh, well, it doesn't have to be this hard, you know, just randomly two people live right next to each other. So I think that's also something that's really special about our group is we are strangers, but our lives kind of intersect in all of these weird, funky ways. And I know, like, with the group, my kind of shtick, if you will, is I live in rural Wisconsin. And so it's so interesting going through all these cases. Because a lot of cases do happen in rural areas. And they'd be like, this is preposterous. This is ridiculous. That would never happen. And I'm like, actually, I have gone on a date to feed cows with somebody. You know, so I think that's something that's just really special about our group is we have such unique backgrounds of each other's of our own lives. So I really just love that about our group too.
Oh, that's awesome. I love hearing stuff like that because it makes you realize how small this world really is. And just, we can connect in all sorts of awesome ways. Like podcasting has been a great avenue for me. And as much as I like to joke, producer Melanie's the most patient person in the world where like, I'll be like, I need to edit. I'll be downstairs in the studio for 15 minutes. And like an hour and a half goes by and she's just like, yeah, 15 minutes. But she, you know, she obviously realizes how important this stuff is to me. And I have such a blast doing it. And I love seeing that with other people. You guys all seem like you have like a really good bond, which is awesome. We still have one more.
We do have one more. We have Missy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. Hi. My name is Missy. I'm also from Wisconsin. I was also in the second meeting. So I'm one of the longstanders as well. This group is not only, you know, friends, they're my family. You know, these are the people that, yeah, if there's something going on in life, like we can reach out to each other, we can talk to each other. We have that bond, which is amazing. And also the fact that, you know, growing up, like I was always into true crime. I was always kind of the weird cat, like just because nobody wants to talk true crime with you. Nobody wants to do that. Like they kind of think you're weird. There was a day, quick story, day I was in a bar and I was talking to a friend about Ted Bundy and somebody else was coming, another friend was coming behind me as I'm telling my other friend about Ted Bundy and all of these things about Ted Bundy. And my other friend's like, man, those people that were sitting over there were giving you the weirdest look ever. I'm like, yeah. But with these guys, like it's normal, you know, like we'll watch something that we, you know, like true crime, whatever, we were able to talk about it. And now we're able to research it and present these cases. And we reach out to the families and we try to help and do things to try to help solve these cases. I know we're not super duper out there yet, but that is a goal, especially, you know, for me. And I know for the rest of, I'm going to speak for the rest of the group as well, but it is really important for us to try to find answers to these these cases. I like to look at the missing person cases. Those are, you know, ones that are my, I don't want to say favorite, but those are the ones that I'm very passionate about because I want to bring some sort of closure or bring attention to these cases. So not only are we doing something because we are passionate about or interested in true crime, but we're also passionate about bringing voices to victims and families too. So not only are we doing something that we love and that we enjoy by being together and
So
a little bit more about why you're so passionate about the missing person cases.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't even know what I said after that. Basically just that we're doing something that we enjoy doing. We're making friends along the way, and we're also trying to bring a voice to victims and families as well. So there's a lot besides just the fact that we love each other.
So I want to go back to something that you said. And one of the things you said was that it seems a little out of the norm to be talking about true crime. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of those things that a lot like podcasts, nobody knew what a podcast was like 5 years ago. I remember having to explain to my mother what a podcast was. And I had to use very simple phrasing. I was like, internet radio. She's like, so you're on the radio, AM or FM? I'm like, no, it's on the internet. It's like on the internet. She's like, anything you put on the internet stays on the internet. I was like, yep, I know that podcast. Yep, mm-hmm. On the internet forever. But I think true crime has become something that so many people are passionate about. Mm-hmm. And it's great to have like a place to talk about it and not be judged. You know, like obviously if you're talking about Ted Bundy in a open space, some people may be like, wait, what? So I think the idea of it, though, has become a little bit more normalized. You have documentaries about, you know, famous serial killers and famous cases all the time. So let's jump in. All right. I'm going to go back to Jamie. Jamie, when you obviously you were kind of the head of this group, the start of this group, right? Do you have a very like, I don't want to say a favorite case that you brought up, but a case that you're very passionate about?
So the case I'm most passionate about, I've been like saving and holding on to for a while. I'm actually going to be covering it in a couple weeks, but it's a Brian Schaefer case. He was in Columbus, Ohio, went out one night after finals and went into a bar and seemingly never came out of the bar, and nobody ever saw him and has not seen him since. Nobody's turned up, nothing. So it's a lot of stuff like that, that I just constantly scratch my head and go down rabbit holes for hours and hours and hours. And the fun thing about this group is, then we all get to share, well, what do you think happened? What do you think happened? What do you think happened? And the hope is people will listen. They're like, I think that too, and tell their friends. And hopefully we find Brian someday.
Mm-hmm. See, I like that because a lot of true crime podcasts are really more about, this is the crime, this is the facts, this is what happened. You're bringing a lot of passion to not only, well, here's the crime, but what can we do? Like, how can we help? Like, I could feel that kind of passion. It's not like, all right, here's the crime. Like Jack the Ripper killed 5 people. I could see you being like, well, we got to get in touch with the families of those 5 people, and we got to figure out what's going on. Like, even though Jack the Ripper was what, 1892 or something like that? We don't know. That's a guess.
It's a good guess. I think. But I do have another question. So you guys reach out to the families. Now, has that been something that you found there's a bit of a resistance there? Do you find that the parent or, you know, the families are open and receptive to you reaching out and kind of helping them figure out what happened to, you know, the person that is missing in their family?
I feel like it's been a mixed bag. So there's another case that we're going to be covering in a couple months here out of Australia. And we
know Jamie in a couple of weeks.
Oh, in a couple of weeks. See, I haven't been to the business meeting, so I am not on top of it right now. So we're covering it in a couple of weeks. But there's an adjacent case to that. And we had reached out to that individual sister, and she was very much open to, I want to tell you about it, and I want to tell you what the media's got wrong, and we need to repaint this picture. But there have been other times where messages just go into a black hole and you never hear from them again, and you hope you did justice. We've already got our first negative press. You know, I think somebody put on there, like, it's funny that on the internet, you can just put whatever you want out there. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, we're not going to get everything right all the time. You know that, right? But we open it up to discussion. We're happy to have those conversations with people for sure. But I think overall, you know, it's been very warm and welcoming. And David actually got us connected recently with a victim who's trying to get some justice. And that was a really, really great interaction, I thought. So
great job, David. I love you. You're the best. So I also don't want David to feel left out. So David, how did you find your way into this group? Like, was it Facebook? And, you know, were you like, hey, I have a podcast, let me tell you about it?
Yeah, no, one of my biggest fans, Missy, here. I'm just kidding. No, so we all love a certain podcast that is true crime. And it's one that's kind of different because they're a comedy true crime, and people can get turned off by that, but it's never at the victim's expense. And we've kind of embraced some of that too. You know, we laugh along the way of telling these awful stories, but we always lead with great intent. The victims are always put first. But on the discussion group Facebook page for the podcast that we all love, I made a comment and about something, I think, and Missy responded to it. And then we private messaged each other and she brought me into the group. And they let me come on, and they all voted yes that day. Sometimes I think there's a side chat that's like, I take my vote back, but I went them back over. But I think they were going for about a year before I actually joined, I think.
Oh, wow. And, you know, for those of you guys who haven't listened to some of our previous episodes, I highly recommend you go back. And, you know, David's story is so inspiring. We, you know, producer Melanie and I have talked about it at length. Like, anytime David's name comes up, we always talk about just what a great person he is and just true survivor of, you know, obviously his podcast is called Surviving. That's another thing. Like, I watched David's podcast go from one name to another name and then this, and just, I think he brings a lot of that positive transformation. Like, here's something that can change into something even better. And I love that. All right. Who's getting the next question? All right.
I don't know. You got the list. You got this. I also don't want to put anybody on the spot. I hate being put on the spot. I hate that. Like,
but they're fun questions about their podcast.
Calling questions. No, I hated that in school, so I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to throw this out.
Oh, throw it out.
And whomever wants to jump in and pick on it, you guys can. So you do so much research going into, you know, it's basically like a presentation, is the feeling that I'm getting for like each discussion. So you want to be prepared. You want to make sure, you know, you have the facts as much as you can. Do you guys say, okay, you're going to work on this case, or do you just decide what? I have so many questions. I don't want to just ask you 15 and then someone's like, well, I want to answer this one question. How do you pick? Do you guys just kind of bring a name to the table or a case, you know, to the table and say, okay, this is what I want to do? Or, hey, I found this really interesting. Does anyone want to work on this one? I guess that's my first question.
You're giving us way too much credit there. We don't really, it's not a, you know, there's no voting. There's no, it's just, you're passionate about this case. Like, put your name on the board. Like,
okay.
There's no, I don't think, and I don't think we ever would veto a case. I mean, David's got one cooking up that could be close to vetoing, but I don't know if you want to talk about that or save it.
So I am very passionate about the Casey Anthony case. I should say Kaylee Anthony case. And then now Casey and her parents, you know, are back in the media. And so it sparked it all up with me again. But what I think is so great is we named the show Speculating for that reason. You know, and we want to throw out those crazy ideas. We want to throw out the what ifs, that when we're listening to the news and we're like, but what about this? What about that? Like, we want to do that with you and together. Right. But you know what? Like, we will have some deep conversations. And sometimes I'm like, did Janelle just delete me off Facebook? But after the recording's over, we're back to being friends. You know what I mean? But I think we all, again, leading with the intent of, I'm passionate about this case. And sometimes we do tag team them together, you know, but I don't think we would ever tell each other no. It's still with the getting the victims' names out there and keeping these cases alive and being the voice for the people that no longer have a voice.
All right. So on that point, this is going to be my question for whoever wants to field it. Obviously, you guys are all coming with similar intent, like, you know, advocacy for the victim and the facts. Has there been a case where any of you have vehemently, I nailed it, disagreed on either the facts or whatever? Like, and if so, what was the disagreement? If anybody wants to jump in, I'm ready. Oh boy.
So there's one, I'm going to throw myself all the way under the bus. At the end, we all do our speculations, right? And it's like, I always say I'm over here on my island all by myself. If anybody wants to join me. And a lot of times I bring up the craziest ideas. I mean, we had a case where we covered where everybody was like, yep, she drank. And I was like, or gasoline could have been poured down her throat and it could have tested positive for a BAC. We don't know. So it's stuff like that I don't think it ever brings us at odds, maybe in the heat of the moment, but there's definitely a lot of that. And I think that's what's interesting about it, because people hopefully will want to listen to hear some of the crazy stuff and know that their thought is valid too. And then hopefully that in turn brings more attention to the victims and the families.
Yeah. And a kind of funny story with Jamie's speculations. My mom, of course, I make her listen to the podcast. And Jamie and I were rooming when we went traveling together. And she's like, are you staying in the same hotel room with Jamie? I am not sure you should do that with her thoughts. And I'm like, Mom, it's okay. She's a random person I met on the internet. Nothing could go wrong.
Nothing at all, right?
She's picking me up in her van with her puppy. Nothing bad possibly could happen.
It's totally fine.
It's super normal nowadays, to connect with people on the internet. Like, I remember, it wasn't too long ago that the rules were don't go into chat rooms, don't meet anybody off the internet. And now you call Uber and you're doing both of those things at once. It's wild,
isn't it?
All right. You said you had a ton of questions. So
I did. So my next question. So I'm currently studying to be a librarian. I'm getting my master's. So naturally I have to ask about the research portion of it. So how do you do it? Where do you go? Do you read a book or two or three? Do you look up articles? How do you decide how much research is enough to bring to the table for this presentation? And then also how do you vet, what's incorrect and what's not? Do you guys, I'm thinking with my librarian brain, but I'm curious to know how you do the research part of it.
Well, I know for me, it's kind of a mixture of one, I kind of know what case I want to do. So let's find a podcast, a TV show, and then a written source. And then I know one case that sticks out in my brain is I covered the Amy Mullis case. And when I listened to I watched the show, listened to a podcast and found some written articles, I'm like, these are three very different perspectives on what happened in this case, which led me down. In this case is a possible wrongful conviction case. So that adds a lot more, layers to it than say maybe a missing persons. And I think that's part of it. And everybody else kind of does their own. We don't have a set, you must find this, this, and this. But I think that's pretty typical for each of us, is that we find multiple different modes of information to try to suss out what we can. And I know it's very interesting, the different state public records that are available. Wisconsin has some pretty open records. Florida has some pretty open records. Some states don't. So I think that's something else that we've kind of been learning too, is what you're saying, is sussing out the not so accurate information. And with that case that I had just mentioned, that's one that somebody had commented on our YouTube, but what about this side and all this information? And we're like, yes, that's valid. And another piece, I think, is we sit down for, I want to say sometimes 3-4 hours and talk about a case, and we put out a 1-hour episode. So there's a lot that gets cut out too.
Yeah.
So as somebody that just started really editing the video, I that one hurt just hearing having to edit out that much time. So one of the best things about our podcast is the audio. We don't cut anything, even the mistakes and everything. So I got very used to being there you go, done. Did my first YouTube video and the comments were less than friendly, unfortunately, but that's YouTube. I don't care. All right.
It's all right.
It's okay.
I think honestly, any sort of feedback is good feedback, as long as it makes you a better person, or in this case, podcaster, and especially with your situation, or with your cases, not your situation, it might bring something new and different to the table. Because like you said, you know, Jamie, you're on your little island, like, hey, you know, well, what about this? It's always good to have, you know, someone else's perspective on things. And I think in this particular case with missing persons in whatever degree it is, or, you know, if it's someone who had a tragic end, you guys are able to talk about it and to try to solve what happened. You know, it's good to have answers, especially for the family and friends and communities as a whole. I think what you guys are doing is really awesome.
Have you guys had any families reach out, like hearing the podcast, or like more randomly, but obviously, of course, if you reached out and like there was communication, they were like, hey, just thanks for telling our story. Like, what was the best success story in that regards?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet. We did just cover a case that was a request.
Oh.
So that was cool. Cindy covered that one for us.
Yep. That was the Bakersfield 3 case in California of 3 people that went missing. One was murdered within 30 days of each other, and they were all friends. So it's not a very well-known case, but we got brought to us right away when we started. So we just covered that case.
That's awesome. Do you guys like to focus more on like the high, quote unquote, high profile cases, or like, do you guys look for those obscure cases like that? Or is it a nice balance between the two?
I was going to say, it depends on the person. So I know like some of us like the higher profile cases, and then myself, I usually like more of the lesser known cases. That those are my forte. I like the older ones. Sorry, Janelle. I like the older and the lesser known cases that people might not have heard of.
And sorry, I always have to plug this for Missy. She also has a podcast that she does called This Story Is Nuts, where she highlights a lot of those stories as well.
Oh, I got to hear. This Story Is Nuts. Is that what it was called? Please, I need to hear more. Tell me about it.
Oh, I do have a podcast. It's called This Story Is Nuts. Okay. I haven't. Yes. So those are more like crazy, like to me, you know, crazy cases. Like, oh, everything has a twist, something with a twist. That's what I usually like, are those kinds of nutty cases. But I haven't done that one in a little bit. I took a little hiatus from it, but I do plan on bringing it back. It's just with this and everything else, it's been kind of hard to do that, but that is the plan in the future.
That's awesome.
All right. Very good to know.
Are you going through your list of questions still?
No. Do you have any more?
No, it's your turn.
It's my turn?
It's your turn.
Oh, okay.
You went before and it's your turn again. That's how it works.
So can you guys said that you meet monthly, weekly still? Is it weekly?
Weekly.
Kudos to you for being able, I can't get my best friends to meet with me for like brunch. Like
with mimosas.
Like, hey, what are you doing the next 3 months? When's an available date? And you guys meet weekly. That's awesome. Kudos to you. So what did you guys talk about last week? What case was kind of picked apart? Can you give us just a little taste of it? Just a little smidge?
So last week was a Bakersfield 3, but I can, this week we're covering a case of another missing person. His name is Bryce Lispizza. He went missing in California. And it's a really crazy case where he went and broke up with his girlfriend, and in the course of about 3 days, went about, let's say, 100 miles and stayed in some places for some amount of time. And eventually the next morning, his car was found crashed and he was nowhere to be found, and everything was left in his car. So there's going to be a ton to speculate about, but definitely one of those cases where it could be some foul play. It could be that he's still out there. So we definitely want to bring some attention to it.
Interesting. See, now I'm going to have to look up all these cases because I'm a big history buff. I love my history, and I love, like, I can, you know, sit down and just watch documentary after documentary. So now I got something else to watch.
I know. I have never really sat there and personally watched all the documentaries that are out there and the popular shows and listened to a bunch of like true crime podcasts and things like that. One of my best friends, Lisa, she is always she's Loved always it. Watching it every night. She's watching something new and she's like, did you watch this? Like, no,
I want to go to sleep tonight.
Yeah. I'm the worst when it comes to stuff like that, especially at nighttime. But you guys are absolutely correct. These stories are the ones that need to be shared. They need to be heard. And people deserve answers for what happened. You know, I think what you guys are doing is really just trying to bring all of these stories to light, but you're also bringing peace to the families and the friends, which I think is one of the most amazing things that you could give someone is peace. So I really do appreciate what you guys are doing. I think you guys coming on the show and us being able to share our audience, you know, I think getting the word out there and just networking just in general is really awesome. I'm going to stop rambling now.
No, you're doing a great job.
I'm talking in circles, but I'm really excited that our listeners are going to get a chance to hear you guys, and it hopefully sparks their interest and they go and check out your podcast, even your other one, Missy, and David's podcast. I think our viewers are going to be really excited about hearing this stuff because it has become a very popular topic, true crime, I think. And as taboo as some of it is to talk about, I think it's something that is really popular. They have stickers about it, like true crime podcasts, mm-hmm. and things like that. I'm going to get one after I listen to their podcast.
Design t-shirts. Just design the t-shirts.
I mean, I could do that too, but I like stickers.
You like design a sticker?
I like stickers.
We'll talk about this later. God.
Marriage.
No, well, the producer is also notoriously good at Canva. I am so bad. Getting this shirt done that's available on themisfitfaction.com took me like 3 days just to do this one design. And you can only get it in white for now. Just white. That's right. That's all right.
All right. So we do have some other questions, right?
So, David, this is new for you. You have not experienced this on the show. One of our newest segments is rapid fire questions. Now, normally I do this one-on-one, but we're going to do this as a group. So whoever wants to jump in can just mute everybody else. I don't know if that's a,
No, they can't.
That'd be nice, right? On a Zoom call, just mute. But all right.
I mean, you can, but they don't have the control to do that.
Oh, we're the hosts.
Yes.
Got it. All right. So this is something that I've been doing the last couple of months, and it's been a lot of fun. And what I do is I create a bunch of rapid fire questions, and I try and tailor them to whoever I'm speaking with. Because obviously, if I speak to an author, I'm not going to be like, what's your favorite book? They're going to be like, really? Mine.
Oh God, I can't answer that question.
You could never answer that question.
You can't.
No.
It's hard.
Do you like books? I didn't know.
I love books.
Bibliophiles Assemble on Instagram? Shameless plug. Nothing but shameless plugs. I love it. All right. So whoever wants to jump in, I don't care. I want to hear from everybody, anybody. The most surprising true crime fact that you've discovered while either preparing or doing one of your episodes. Oh boy.
A corn rake can be 8 feet long.
A what can?
A corn rake. Exactly. Yeah. It's like a pitchfork, but much more medieval, and it can be 8 feet long. So that was surprising to learn.
Oh my God.
I feel that like that was a fact learned in a horrific way.
I'm gonna put that
what
up.
You're Googling right now?
When we go to the next, yeah.
When we go to the next question. I'm just gonna edit. God, yeah, right. All right. Here's one. I have a feeling I know who's going to answer, but we're going to see who. Or I know who's going to be the culprit in this one. What is it? Who had an unpopular theory that generated a lot of discussion?
Jamie.
I knew it.
Guilty as charged. Every episode, I put an angle in there where I think there needs to be some attention brought to people in authority don't always do the right thing. And so I like to put a spin on that a lot of times.
I love it. All right. This one's a little bit more on the deeper side. A case that deeply impacted you personally, emotionally.
The Matthew Shepard case for me, for sure. Which we haven't covered that one, but it's been a part of our off-record discussion. So that one for me, for sure.
And I think Dana, you wanted to jump in on one.
No, it's just so many of them, like, spin in your head because there's so many different types of stories and they hit you in so many different ways. You know, you hear about like something happened to a kid, and even like I'm not a mother, but it's still like, oh, right in the heart, you know. So I think it's like a lot of different ways they hit hard.
All right, we're gonna swing to the fun side. All right, because apparently you guys like to make this into a little bit of a happy hour cocktail adventure type thing. So go-to cocktail for your true crime discussions.
Champagne.
Oh, okay. We both did the same thing. Anybody else? Go-to cocktail.
They have to drink water.
They have to drink water the whole time.
No, I'm the mom of the group. So when we went traveling together, I just made them all drink water in between their champagne and vodka.
Sorry, not a David, lot of water.
I tried.
Cocktail can be water. It can be, you know, whatever.
Oh, we don't judge. You know, no. Especially since I started drinking the Loyals. Oh, God.
Loyals, I don't recommend them.
Yeah.
No. All right, let's go to our next one.
Yes, this is the last question. All right. And everybody can get a chance to answer this one. One word to describe the Speculating Wildly About Crime podcast. Oh boy. Oh, should we go? Do you want to go in order? Do you want to do an order for this? All right. Let's start with David, the man, the myth, the legend.
One word. So out caring. We care.
I love it. Jamie?
Thought provoking is a compound word I'm turning it into.
Okay.
I'm going to say, just from our side of things, fun. Just because we love each other and we all find these topics interesting. But yeah, we always have a good time just trying to add a little bit of levity to something horrifying. And again, it is happy hour, so.
Love it. All right, Dana.
I'm going to say community. Community for us, and then hopefully our listeners also feel like they're engaged with the conversation with us.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Missy?
I'm going to say intriguing. I think intriguing.
I like it. All right.
But
I'm intrigued.
But I also want to throw in the word nefarious, because that's my favorite word, and everybody knows they need to do a shot when I say that, so.
Oh, now we got to listen to the show.
I love that.
And we got to
we're gonna play that game.
Yep. All right. And Cindy.
Well, Missy stole mine. I was going to say intriguing, but I will go with curious because, you know, we're all curious about what's going on. And hopefully that will lead other people to, learn new things and hopefully find answers.
I love it. And you know what my favorite thing is? When I do rapid fire questions, to see everybody just kind of go, oh. That's my favorite. I love it. It's the funniest thing in the world. But that is taking us towards the end of our episode. Heartbreaking, I know. But really quick, if anybody wants to listen to the podcast, see the podcast, learn about the podcast, Jamie, what are some ways that people can get in touch with you guys or learn a little bit more or even just listen?
Sure. So you can find us on all the podcast channels, Apple, Spotify, etc. at SWAC Pod. You can also email us questions, case suggestions at SWACPod, SWACPOD at gmail.com. And then we also have a YouTube channel where we air all of our shows in YouTube form. And we are currently on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. And David and Missy do an amazing job with presenting some bloopers on TikTok. So if for nothing else, just to laugh at all the ways that we have fun with each other, at least check us out there.
Awesome. And if you guys are listeners of ours, like David's all over our stuff. Like we constantly try and support each other. You'll see us liking each other's stuff. So just go through our friends list. You'll see, you know, Surviving Pod. You'll see SWAC Pod. Again, so I saw it and first I was going to make fun of David for misspelling surviving. And then I kept calling it SWOC instead of, cause I was reading it. I'm doing my best, but anyway, but yeah, we're also friends on TikTok. I know David and I have been having a lot of fun talking about TikTok. We had like a 20-minute conversation about it yesterday, but thank you guys so much for coming on. This was fantastic. We had a blast. I hope you guys had a blast. So I think that's going to, anything else? Any other gems?
Wrap us up. We are very, very excited to have you guys here. We're so happy that we were able to share our platform with you guys. And I hope some people are able to give you some, I don't know, some
love and support.
Yeah, just give them some love.
Give them some love.
What do you like?
Yeah, take a like, comment, subscribe. And while you're there, find us on YouTube, The Misfit Faction. Also, you can find us on every social media. We're on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all sorts of things. I've been having a lot of fun with clips, so make sure you guys check those out. But that is going to wrap us up. We want to thank you guys so much for listening to us, and we'll see you guys next time.